brought me up out of the harbor pit. Somebody say yes. He saw me sick and he healed me. He saw me broke and he blessed me. He saw me down and he lifted me. He saw me lonely and he hugged me. Somebody say yeah. Say glory be to the God. Somebody say hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, be persuaded. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, come on, touch your neighbor. Tap them on the shoulder, shake their hand, and say neighbor, I'm persuaded. Say yeah, say yeah. Say neighbor, I may not know three things. I may not know two things, but I'm persuaded about this one thing. I know he's all right. I know he's all right. I know he's all right. I'm persuaded. Are you persuaded that he's all right? Shout all right. Shout all right. All right. All right. Yeah. 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 He's all right. I say he's all right. He's all right. I'm persuaded. Therefore, I trust him with all my heart. I lean not to my own understanding, but I'll acknowledge him in all my way. He'll direct my path. I'm persuaded. While I'm going through my life issues, because some, you know, we got to quit saying that it's the devil all the time, because life happens.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Text is coming from the devotional scripture this morning, Mark 9 and 23. Mark 9 and 23. And when you have it, say amen. 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 Well, I want you to begin reading now. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. For just a little while, I want to speak from the question, can you believe? Can you believe? This word, brothers and sisters, is Mark's account of Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain. And of course, the story is in that transfigured state, Moses and Elijah met him there. He had taken Peter, James, and John up to the mountain with him. And there Peter became excited and said, let's build three tabernacles, one for you, Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Peter had somehow got the mission and ministry of Jesus twisted. He thought that Jesus would be satisfied with staying on the mountaintop when there were so many people hurting in the valley. It was easy to stay on the mountaintop in a transfigured state and to be there with just a handful of folk who could see and understand what was happening to some degree as related to Peter, James, and John. But they missed the whole relevance of that meeting with Moses and Elijah with Jesus. Moses, the great lawgiver, and Elijah, the great prophet, met with Jesus concerning his Calvary experience. And so one of the wonderful things about it was that even though they were there, they were not there. I'll say it again. Even though they were there on the mountaintop, they were not a part of the meeting between Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. And when Peter wanted to build this, God spoke through a cloud and said, this is my beloved son. Hear him. You don't have any understanding of the depth and profundity of the spirituality that's happening on this mountain. You are not here to stay. This was simply to be a witness to what was going on. So they come down at the bottom of the mountain. There was a man who brought his son who was deaf and dumb. Matthew called it a lunatic. And he had been possessed with demons. And he had brought his son to his disciples. And his disciples could not heal him. And Jesus was able to do what nobody else could do. But when he came to the man, recognizing what the problem was, he had a little short conference with him, asked him, how long had this thing been going on? The man said, well, it's been going on since his birth. He'd be falling into the fire and into the water, throw himself down on the ground. These were demonic attacks. Jesus was just making sure that he recognized that this situation wasn't just a physical sickness, but a demonic possession. And so one of the things that I think is so important is that when we look at this one verse, verse 23, Jesus said unto him, the father of the child. One of the things, if you're taking notes, I want you to list this, is it's a personal word of faith that Jesus speaks to the Father. Why the Father and not the Son? Because the Son can't hear and he can't speak. It's the Father who brought the Son so that Jesus could heal him, and if not Jesus, his disciples. Well, since Jesus was on the mountaintop and his disciples were right there, he figured they had the anointing and the power to be able to heal the son, but they couldn't, and they didn't, and we'll deal with that in a little minute. But anyway, as they come now to the point where they are at the bottom of the mountain and Jesus discovers this situation, he gives this man a personal word of faith. Then Jesus said unto him, he's speaking to him. Now keep these points in mind, a personal word of faith. What's the importance of a personal word of faith? The importance is knowing that when the Lord tells you something, when the Lord asks you something, he expects you to respond by faith. You remember Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones? He asked Ezekiel a question. Son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, wow. I'm looking at the dry, dead bones. They didn't just die. They've been dead so long, they're bleached white now. He asked, can these bones live? Ezekiel was smart enough to say, listen, from the way it looks to me, paraphrasing here, I don't think they can. But I know since you asked me, there's got to be a different answer from what I'm seeing. So here's what he says. Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest. And see, here is what you need to understand. God calls you to answer the question so he can show you the measure of your faith by your own answer. Jesus said unto him, personal word of faith. The second thing I want you to see is that as he moves on, it moves from a personal word of faith to the next part. What does he say next? If, come on, you got your Bibles? If thou canst believe. Now, he moves from a personal word of faith to a word that has to do with his principle. It's called a principled word of faith. A principled word of faith. What does a principled word of faith mean? It means if God said it, that settles it. It means when you hear a word from the Lord, it's as good as done, especially when you mix your faith with what God has said. You see, one of the things the people of God has got to know is whatever God says is what it is. But you don't get what God says until you mix your faith with what God says, until you align your answer to with that which God has said. So it's a principled word of faith. But when he moves from the principled word of faith, he moves on to the prophetical word of faith. All things are possible. All things are possible. Now listen at this. Now, all things are possible, but it doesn't mean that it'll happen. That's the reason why Jesus asked the question, if you can believe. Because it's not just Jesus doing it, it's you believing Jesus can do it. It's you exercising your faith in what Jesus is able to do that brings that is possible to pass. And so the people of God have got to learn how to say, God, you said in your word that if so and so happens, thus and so happens, if I do my part, you will do your part. Because it's only possible if I mix my faith with what the Lord God has said. And then the fourth point of that is, he says, to him that believeth. Now, that's talking about something that is so important. If you miss this, you miss the rest of it. Why? Because this is a participatory word of faith. It is a proactive participation in the process. In other words, in order to get what God says he's got for you, the only way you can do it is to show him your faith. Show him your faith. God, I believe you. How do you believe me? By my faith. I'm mixing my faith with your word. Let me go back through it and make it a little more clearer. The first part of this deals with the focus. Jesus is saying unto him, this is a personal word, focus now. How many times do we truly focus on what the Lord tells us? You hear a message and you know God is speaking to you. But many times it goes in one ear and right out the other. You don't focus on that word. You don't say, Lord, I hear you. Lord, I know that's you speaking. Lord, that's what you are saying to me. Focused word. But secondly, not only is it a focused word, but you need to recognize when Jesus gets back to the point where he asks him the question, can you believe? It's a force word. The word force has to do with the power behind a word. You see, one of the things that we've got to recognize is that the only way a word can be established in our hearts is if we recognize that that word comes from the Lord. If it comes from the Lord, then that means we have every right to trust, believe, and lean wholly on that truth. The force of faith comes with me believing. Believing. You see, if I don't believe it, I just hear it. I come in, I hear it, and I hear what he says. But if I don't believe it, nothing happens. My situation doesn't change. My situation doesn't increase or get better. Because I have not done what's necessary to believe the force of that word. Where did it come from? From the Lord. Man didn't say it, God said it. He's not a man that he should God lie. So why am I doubting him? You have this forced word. But the next thing he says, all things are possible. That means to put feet to your faith. James made it clear, listen, faith without works is dead. I don't care how much you say, Lord, I believe, and Lord, I hear you, and I know. If you don't put feet to your faith, it's not going to work. Yes, it's possible. How many things have you asked God for and did nothing about it and didn't get it? Just because he said yes doesn't mean he was going to do it without your participation. You got a part to play in the process. I've got to do my part and God's going to do his part. And that's the difference between putting feet to our faith and sitting there just waiting for him to do it all. And then the last one is a finished word of faith. To him that believeth. Not to anybody, but to him that believeth. What do you want God to do for you? What do you want God to change in you, for you, about you? Whatever it is, you got to keep on believing him until it's done. There are a whole lot of us who don't understand that God is only going to do his part. He's not going to do your part. And you can't believe today and then doubt because it didn't happen this week, next month, or next year. God told Abraham that he was going to make him a father of many nations. God made him a promise at 75 years old, and he kept the faith. So many times, listen, he did get weak, which is one of the reasons why this man tells the Lord, I believe, you know, help thou my unbelief. Because ain't no sense in us acting holier than thou. There are times we know God is speaking just as clear and loud in our ear, but yet we act as if we don't hear him. And so sometimes we will do what he says do while we're feeling good, while we're up, while we're emotional and all of that. But then when we cool off and he hadn't come when we expected him to come, then our faith begins to slip. Our belief begins to slip. And before you know it, we stop believing him. And when we stop believing him, what was on the way gets hung up between heaven and earth. Because the enemy, let me say something to you. Don't you think the devil wants you to get what God says is yours just because God said it's yours? The devil's going to do everything he can to try and block you and stop you from getting what God has. But you've got to press and push your way in the spirit for the thing that God has promised you. Abraham waited 25 years before the promise came to pass. And it was finished because of his faith. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have what? Kept the faith. And that's why I can look forward to the crown being put on my head. But here's what I want to tell you, and I'm closing. That God wants you to know, if you canst believe, if you, I can't believe for you. Mama can't believe for you, daddy, nobody. If you can believe, you will watch God do some miraculous things in your life. Many of us say we believe, but we do not put feet to our faith. And when we go through, many of us don't make it through because we give up right in the midst of that trial, of that test, of that challenge. Because our faith becomes weak. And we expect God to do what God expects us to do. If you believe, Jesus said, all things are possible. But listen at this qualifier again. To him that believeth, not to him that believe, but to him that continues to believe. And I got news for you, brothers and sisters. If you don't give up on God, I said, if you don't give up on God, God will not give up on you. God bless you today. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. That's exactly what that man did. He carried his issues to the Lord Jesus Christ because he knew he could do something. And Jesus wanted him to know, if you can believe, if you can believe, all things are possible. I know the disciples couldn't do it, but it's based on your faith. Your faith. And I want to say to someone today here, God is speaking to your heart and challenging you. He said, in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome. Some of you on the brink of giving up, turning around, letting go, letting the devil defeat you. If you can believe, it's going to end up just the way Jesus said it would. If you can believe, it's not about feelings and emotions. It's about what he said. What is it you're believing God for? What is it you're desiring of the Lord? Jesus said, all things are possible, but that requires your faith. That requires your putting things into action. You see, if you're believing God for this, then you ought to start working toward this. If you believe in God for that, then you ought to be working toward that. In other words, you got to show God that you're sincere about what you're saying by doing your part and trusting him to do his part. The doors of the church are open, whoever you are. Whoever you are, trust him today. Trust him today. There are so many things that happen in this life that we can't always understand at this moment. But knowing that he won't put more on you than you can bear should be comfort enough. There are things he's promised you. God bless you. Come on. That he'll do. Things that he'll do if you continue to believe in him. Whatever the Lord's blessings are for your life, if you'll just believe he is not a man, that he will lie to you. It may be tough, it may be rough, it may be tight, but it is right. God allows you to be tested, allows you to be tried, to see if you'll lean and depend on him, if you'll cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Is there another who'll come? This is your time. This is your time. God loves you so much that your future is bright, better than you can see now. But you've got to trust him. You've got to trust him.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B, Dell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana,